Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Kevin D'Souza. So, Kevin, how has the public sector sought to use big data's power as a way to solve social challenges and create better citizen service delivery?
So, public has done wonderful, and you see the most tangible outcomes when you examine our major urban areas and our leading communities in the country. So if you look at places like Chicago, New York, Austin, a lot of those urban areas have been completely transformed from the perspective of how a resident or a visitor interacts with that urban space. And a lot of it is due to the intelligence that has come about through leveraging big data through the medium of mobile apps. So mobile apps have become the new kind of entry point, if you might, for our residents and those two urban spaces to not only share data, but also gain from data in terms of how they experience those environments from a transportation. In Illinois, you have apps that monitor how much snow is on the ground at any given time and optimally plans for snow plowing. In New York and other places, you have transformations in terms of urban transport. And so those are where you see the most tangible outcomes. But we also see them at the federal level most directly, in how we engage on transactions with the federal government. So in terms of how you engage with the IRS and how the IRS engages with you, the underlying transformation has happened. In terms of HUD, the National Parks Service, and others, you see elements of big data in their applications and in their service delivery as well.
Interesting. So, you know, big data, as you point out, is of increasing importance to public agencies. But to ensure the success of big data initiatives, I'm interested to understand how can IT organizations work with their business executives to ensure the success of these projects?
One of the key acts is always have a strong business case. And so IT executives need to work with their colleagues in the business lines of their various agencies to make sure that the project is embedded within the right business case. The other key thing is big data projects, in my opinion, can never be run by IT. They have to either be run in a business unit with IT, one of the major players, but they can also be run in a collaborative model where IT and a number of other units are all co-leading the effort. And the reason why this is very important is the technical aspect of big data, while challenging, is not the most complicated. The most complicated aspect is how do you get the business lines to transform their administrative processes? How do you get them to share the data? How do you get them to invest in a different way of collecting the data? And so for all these non-technical aspects of the project, you really need a collaborative leadership. And then lastly, making sure that you have the right indicators and metrics to evaluate the outcomes. So those would be three that I would highlight.
So, Kevin, would you tell us more about how you conducted your research for the IBM Center report that you did on big data? And what tools and methods did you employ? And more importantly, what prompted your interest in this area?
So I've been interested in big data before it was called big data, I guess, is probably the best way to describe this. So when I was in my early 20s, I wrote a book. It was called Managing Knowledge with Artificial Intelligence. And this came out in 2004, I guess, or three. And so I have always been interested in the ability to use computational tools and mathematical techniques to analyze data. So over the years, I have looked at strategic data management issues in the private sector, the nonprofit, and most recently in the government. So in terms of this exact report, we began by, assembling what was known. So we did a very thorough literature review on various programs underway at various agencies. We looked at what academics were writing about big data. We looked at what the press had to say. And then we identified key individuals that we wanted to interview to learn about the management and the governance of different big data projects. We were extremely lucky to be able to interview CIOs at all three levels of government. And so we were able to tease apart what was generalizable across all three levels. Then we began preparing case studies on each of the agencies and CIOs that we interviewed. And once the draft report was ready, we actually shared that report with a group of CIOs who we did not interview to make sure that what was written in the report resonated with their own experience, so that we got another group of eyes on our findings. And right after the report was released, I did a number of speaking engagements to basically convey the message that was in the report. So we promised everybody that we interviewed that if they were to call us to give a conference call or a webinar, that we would very much be interested in doing it. And we did a number of those as well.
Well, you know, I'd like to understand, so what's next in realizing the promise of big data? And, you know, it's been a couple of months, maybe a year since you released the report for us. Are there any updates since the release of your IBM Center report? And what does the future hold?
Okay. So I think, obviously, there have been updates because this was, I think, a couple of years now. And I think one of the major updates is a lot of the elements that I highlighted in the report in terms of planning and the execution of the project have actually been implemented by a number of CIOs. So I have received notes from CIOs telling me about their experiences. And so I am hopeful that we have seen a lot more structure and governance around these big data projects. So that's changed. The other thing that's changed is the sheer volume in terms of big data projects has basically increased exponentially. And so when I was writing this report, there were a handful of projects in place, but now pretty much every agency has one of these within each unit. I may be overstretching it a bit, but not too much. And in terms of the future of data, I think the key question is always going to be how much data analysis can we do to keep pace with the amount of data we collect? So the challenge on collection of data, I think, has been addressed, and basically we can collect data on just about anything from everywhere. But we still haven't been able to increase the pace of analysis and use of the data to keep up with the collections. And so a lot of the future is really, really going to depend on, can our analytical capabilities advance as quickly as our data collection capabilities?
How do we create a balanced portfolio of IT metrics? We will explore this question and so much more on our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.